Thank you and good morning. Arcata police are investigating a shooting incident in the vicinity of 15th and H Streets on Thursday morning. Witnesses report seeing an adult black male fire several shots at a moving vehicle before he fled the scene on foot. He was last seen near the bridge on 17th Street. Two of the bullets fired hit a house, and one bullet was pulled from an outside wall, while a second bullet was found in a couch inside the apartment. A third bullet hit a parked car. Local hospitals were notified of the incident in case a shooting victim turned up for treatment. But as of today, no victims have been identified and no injuries as a result of the incident have been reported. The vehicle that was fired at was a black Pontiac Grand Prix, which was last seen leaving the scene westbound on 15th Street at a high rate of speed. The sheriff's office is investigating a fight that involved several people at Crab Park in Lolita on Wednesday evening. A 60-year-old man interviewed by deputies reported he had gotten into a physical altercation with a 22-year-old man. At one point, the older man threw the younger man to the ground, where he suffered a head injury. The 60-year-old then said two adult women who were with the younger man attacked him and hit him several times in the head with a stick, causing wounds. The 60-year-old man was treated for his injuries, while the 22-year-old was flown to an out-of-area hospital for treatment. No arrests have been made, and it remains unclear who was the primary aggressor. Alcohol is considered a factor in the incident. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a fire at a single-family residence in the 2100 block of Tidd Street in Eureka early Thursday morning. As fire crews responded, they reported smoke showing as they were leaving the station, and the first arriving engine company found heavy fire and smoke coming from the backside of the house. Firefighters ventilated the roof and performed an interior attack to knock down the fire and conduct a search for occupants. The property owner arrived on scene and advised that no one lived in the house. The preliminary damage estimate is more than $50,000, and it took firefighters about an hour to extinguish the blaze. There were no injuries reported, and the cause is under investigation. Residents in northern Mendocino County met with fire officials for the second time this week on Thursday evening to be updated on the Lodge fire that has now burned more than 4,800 acres. The greatest concern is the town of Leggett, as well as Tan Oak Park and 10 Mile Creek, and the fire threatens more than 40 buildings as it burns in steep, rugged terrain with heavy timber and tinder dry brush as fuel. The fire jumped the Eel River in two places on Thursday, and crews are working to build fire lines to the north of the fire for containment. Air quality alerts have been issued due to the poor quality of the air in the fire area. A sheriff's deputy was dispatched to the off-ramp at Main Street and Highway 101 in Fortuna early Wednesday morning after a report of vehicle arson was called in. The deputy learned that the vehicle had been stolen on August 1st and then found on the 4th. The car, a Volkswagen Golf, had been stripped, and its tires had been removed, and it had been left stranded in the spot where the fire occurred. The owner had been notified that the vehicle had been found, but before it could be moved, it was burned. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt County Grand Jury released their annual report on Thursday and found that inmates should not be released overnight from the county jail. According to the grand jury, Sheriff Mike Downey has not sufficiently revised the county release policy. Downey visited Talk Shop on Thursday and explained why the county jail releases inmates during the night.
They're released based upon, obviously, what's going on in the correctional facility and the time that the officers have to do that. To go beyond that, we're actually caning them beyond our legal authority to do so. So there is a trigger point there where we have to make every effort to release them.
Downey added that the county is mirroring the California state government's policy, which forbids officers from convincing inmates to remain in custody until they can be released until later in the morning.
We may offer someone to stay longer than their release time. It's not a shall, it is a may. And that offer can be made, and it's up to the individual whether they want to stay any longer or not. To compel someone to stay past that legal limit would be a violation of their constitutional rights.
The grand jury is recommending that no inmates be released between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.